Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Crowder just told me this is his favorite Billy Joel song of all time.
I like me some Billy.
I think you speak for a lot of people listening.
Who is this?
Yeah, Billy Joel.
It is?
Yeah.
I knew it, man.
Yeah. Somebody texts in, Panthers tonight. How about this? For every goal scored, someone wins one M&M.
Or $1 billion.
Jimmy's ideas run the gamut. This is either going to put us out of business or no one's going to be interested. But I don't want anything in the middle. And it's got to be one or the other.
Jimmy, did you major in marketing?
All right, 4 o'clock hour. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Let me give you the stock market report. That's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Big day on Wall Street. Dow Jones up 269 points. S&P 500 up 17 points, and the NASDAQ up 32 points. Going to give you a lot of cat talk in the next segment with Doug Plagans, but hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers are on the ice tonight here in Sunrise, Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers and Predators, you can hear the game on this very radio station. It is a whiteout. If you're coming to the game, wear white. They're going to be wearing their white road unis, which is pretty cool. So that's tonight. Puck drops at 7 p.m. Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Thank you. They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Where should I start, gentlemen? What would you like?
I'd like to start at the UNC game. I'm going to look that up right now.
I've got the update for you right here. North Carolina leads Wagner 47-32.
All right. No, that's good. You're still covering.
But it's not trending in the direction I'd like it to trend.
So it's UNC minus 23.5 right now. Wagner's plus 23.5. You're getting 24.5, so you're still on the right side of the play.
Morehead State. They trail Illinois by 3.
All right.
And Arizona is beating Long Beach State 82-63. That game's pretty much over. Late stages of the second half. Coming up any minute now, Oregon, the 11th seed, faces South Carolina, the 6th seed in the Midwest region, Nevada, Dayton at 4:30.
Okay.
You guys fill out a bracket finally?
I did not fill out a single bracket for this year's March Madness.
I didn't either, but I got some parlays going, boy.
I have to tell you, because of the Hard Rock app, I didn't feel the need to have a bracket filled out because I don't know much about it. So I'd rather just concentrate on one game that I don't know anything about versus 32 games that I don't know anything about. So
I sat in a hotel yesterday, and every time they brought up a game, whatever the person said, I bet with them.
Just put it in.
Yep. Oh, that's right, huh? Oh, well, Morehead State can cover. Yeah, let's go.
Did you put in a bracket, Solana?
I woke up this morning, and I was filling it out, and about halfway through, I'm like, this is stupid. I don't know anything about any of these teams.
That was the feeling that I had. I was like, I literally, I don't know a thing, which is why I'm getting so much enjoyment out of the first point, last point bets. You don't need to know a thing.
Nope.
I mean, I guess it would be helpful to know who's got a like the who gets the tip more often than the other team. You know what I mean? Like if there's a certain big man who
win the tip.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that would. But like right. for last basket, there is zero way to handicap that before a game starts. Literally, there is no way to handicap that.
Even at the end.
Yeah, there's no way to handicap that.
Beginning of the fourth, yeah. You don't know how it's going to be at the end.
Yeah. Why I love betting that.
It's ridiculous.
I haven't won yet.
I'm in with you. That's right.
You can't handicap first basket, last basket, though, Hawk. Even knowing everything there is to know about the tip.
You can handicap the tip, though. Which, I mean, that's a big scene in Uncut Gems.
Right,
because it's Kevin Garnett controls the tip whatever percentage of the time. Rob Pizzola before has bet opening tip. That doesn't necessarily translate to a point, but first tip, you imagine if you control the ball, you have a much better chance of getting the first bucket.
I disagree. I mean, obviously, yes, the team that has the first opportunity to score has a higher opportunity to score. I realize that, but... I mean, what's that team's first set out of in every game? You know, like you.
Well, but that is because you can bet first player to score and
right.
and which team scores first and whatever. That is based. It's not that's not just random.
Which is
that
why
is
I'm saying,
based on past performance. Last basket doesn't exist. Like
toss up.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. I mean, if a team like the Miami Heat, for example, their second most clutch games this season at 38 right now. Last year. They had almost broken NBA record of playing in clutch games. You can imagine that most of their games are going to go down to the wire, and who's taking a majority of their clutch time shots, you can also figure out, hey, last basket.
Yeah, but even
could
in a clutch time game, like, couldn't you be up 3 or 4 or 5 at the end and the other team scores a meaningless basket?
Yeah, you could be. For
yeah,
sure.
So I don't think there's anything that would lead you to be able to handicap last point. But I do know that you can handicap first point just based on, again, who's more likely to control the tip if you know the two centers. And then, because I imagine when P.J. Tucker was a center somewhere, I can't imagine that he got many opening tips.
Wasn't even jumping. I like when the guys don't jump.
Oh, I wouldn't jump.
They just know.
I'm a Rondé on special teams.
just let the guy tap the ball. Okay, let's play defense.
It is official.
Crichton's
has beaten Akron 77-60. Hopefully, we'll get a lot of mileage out of Channing Crowder trying to say Creighton.
Crichton's.
One leg of my parlay.
Good for you.
Michigan State beat Mississippi State 69-51. Hawk, you had that, right? You had MSU.
I had MSU in that game, so that was easy.
That was a big hit in my group chat. I got to thank you for that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
I stole it from Twitter.
Yeah, appreciate it. And Duquesne beat BYU 71-67 earlier today.
All right.
All right, guys. The Miami Heat. Somebody just texted in Jamal Mashburn. If you know, you know. The Miami Heat, they did win last night. Nice dubski for Miami. Niko Jovic and Jimmy back in the lineup. Bam Adebayo ended up sitting out. Heat won the game thanks to Terry Rozier heroics. Late, they beat the Cavs, and they're now within striking distance once again of that much-wanted sixth seed.
This is, I have to tell you, these ads, computer ads and stuff, they are so amazing. Now, I don't have the audio on my PC, mm-hmm. on my laptop here, but it probably hears you anyway. I have mentioned Crowder powder and seasonings several times today. I now have a pop-up ad for McCormick seasoning.
Oh, really?
That's unbelievable.
They know now.
That is unbelievable. Believable.
They're threatened by Crowder powder.
Yeah, no, they're feeling the heat, Jimmy.
I'm going to get you, McCormick.
I bought 12 Crowder powders.
He really
no
did.
Joke, during the commercial break. I didn't pay retail price, though, and that wasn't even Crowder's choice. He gave me a price. I gave him $28 less than what he told me, and I said, here, you'll like this.
He big manned me. Just walked off. It's Crowder powder. We're pie of security. Here, take this and like it. Oh, thanks.
Speaking of the Heat, I'll give you 15 minutes, abbreviated 15 minutes of Heat, sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. Someone emails Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel regarding last night. Ira, the only road to playoff success will be the one traveled last year, a big-time run from the play-in. I'm glad they sat Bam Adebayo in Cleveland. They should hold everyone out until they're 100% and then go for it like last year. That's patently ridiculous.
I don't like that.
Here's Ira's response. Here's Ira's response. But this is not setting up like last year. First, the Heat had two home games to win one in the play-in round last year, first losing at the Kaseya Center to the Hawks, then beating the Bulls there. If the Heat wind up at number 8, it would mean a road game to open the play-in round, likely either in Indiana or Philadelphia. Plus, last year there was no runaway team in the East at number 1, with all due respect to last season's Bucks. This season, Boston stands at a level of its own at number 1, and that would be the playoff assignment for the number 8 seed, which is where the Heat landed last year. Lightning in a bottle is hard enough to capture. Lightning in a bottle striking twice seems more unlikely. The Heat need bodies, even if not 100%. This is the most perilous moment, arguably more perilous than last year at this stage.
Get as high as you can up that ladder.
Yep.
I'm not with that. Play in and just think about that. The Chicago
game. They were minutes away from not being in the playoffs.
Yes. I don't. That concept is silly. Yep. But no, get as high as you can, because like I'm saying, I don't want to see Boston. I'm not. I got the guts and all, but Boston's a
I don't want to see Boston either.
Not until the conference finals.
Of course. If Boston even makes it there.
Stink.
Which they won't make it there.
That's right. I'll bet you one rib, Jimmy.
Deal.
I don't agree with Ira, though, that there was no runaway team in the East last year. The Bucks were the number one overall seed in the NBA, and Boston only ended up being one game back of them, so I understand what he's saying. Boston this year has a much stronger lead standings-wise ahead of everybody
else.
Not
even just the lead, though, watching them play. Like, they look like they are playing at a different level than any other team in the East.
But we've seen that before in the regular season, which is my point, Hawk. We've seen teams dominate in the regular season. The Golden State Warriors from a couple years ago, they won 73 games, broke the record, and by the end of the season when they had to face LeBron in the finals, you know, they were a bit gassed. They weren't able to close out that series, blew a 3-1 lead to LeBron and the Cavaliers. We saw the Hawks do it a couple years ago. Man, we saw the Bulls do it in LeBron's first year here, where Derrick Rose has an MVP season, they're the number one overall seed, and the Heat did away with them in 5 games at the Bank United Center, or whatever the hell it's called up there, the United Center in Chicago. So just because a team's running away in the regular season doesn't necessarily mean it's going to translate to playoff success. And we've seen Boston time and time again come up short in the biggest moments. With that being said, I don't want to face Boston in the first.
Give me the Cavs.
Yeah. Are you guys with me? If it stays the way it stays, and it looks like it because Cleveland, you know, with Donovan Mitchell's injuries, like it doesn't seem like they're going to catch Milwaukee. If the Cavs are the 3 seed, if you're the Heat, that 6 seed becomes hella important, right? Because you can face Cleveland in the first round, and you feel like you have a good situation going there. Then you would get Milwaukee, we assume, in the second round. And once again, you'd prefer to play Milwaukee in the second round.
And Dame Lillard can't hit a layup.
You avoid the Knicks, who would probably be a 4-5 with Orlando. New York, if they advance, has to play Boston in the second round. Let those two just go at it for 6 or 7 games. Who knows? Who knows, gentlemen?
Yeah, what was it? Geltsy talking about the Knicks got me thinking about the Knicks, but like Orlando, the Cavs, I'm not scared of them teams.
Those are eminently beatable teams.
Yes.
I have to tell you, everyone in the East, just based on what the Heat DNA is, everyone but Boston seems very beatable to me.
Yes.
The also, there's also a good possibility of a first-round exit.
I'm
like Jimmy with a promotion. I see them either going to the NBA Finals or maybe not making the playoffs, but something, maybe something in between.
Something in between there. Milwaukee, I just can't look at Giannis and Dame and say that can't be a successful playoff run.
Right.
Too much damn talent.
Yeah.
The one thing that Heat fans should continue to hold their hang their hat on, the Miami Heat, since February 1st, have the best defensive rating in the NBA. And when you enter the playoffs as a defense that's clicking, hasn't been great, but it's obviously clicking since February 1st, and if your three-point shooting gets sparked, and if Jimmy's playing the way he played last night, where he's just the best player on the floor, that right there is the formula. There it is. You know what it is. Just stay healthy. Jimmy plays playoff Jimmy basketball, and your defense is really, really good. You can contend in a seven-game series with anybody.
They got to score over 80, though.
Terry Rozier could do that in 13 minutes.
Terry got to start after that. Talking about the guards? Him to be able to do what he did last night, that has to be your start or your finishing guard. He has to be in that final five.
The problem is he hasn't done that in his Heat tenure. Like, you can't go off just based on what happened last night because I've seen more than just that.
He saw him miss.
Yeah.
But he airballed about four threes a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
I think Patty Mills should be finishing games.
Yeah, for the other team.
Side are you on, Patty?
Game is finished if he's in there at the end.
The game's finished.
That's not an I'm.
All right. Finally, guys, you see this Chips Ahoy? They've apparently they've tweaked their recipe, and they're using a new cookie recipe that they say is better and will have improved cookies, and it'll be hitting shelves very soon. They're unveiling their improved recipe. They're improved.
Right. I see that
at recipe.
Corporate board meeting, too. You know, it's like, so what do we put on the package? Improved recipe? No. Improved.
Good job.
Frank, that's why you make 360 grand and have a company car. We were going to go with improved. You came up with improved.
I don't know if they needed to fool with it, though.
Yeah, this has new Coke written all over it.
Yeah, leave it. It's working, leave it.
They call it the biggest update in 10 years. They noted in a statement that they included texture and the right amount of chocolate chips.
Oh. Mm. So they got that wrong for a long time? They had the wrong amount of chocolate chips?
Big complaint I've had a lot of times.
Yeah.
The Chewies are the best, though.
Chocolate chips in here.
Yeah. Nah, you go with the original Chips Ahoy, Jimmy.
The Gooies.
Chewy.
They're Chewy?
Chewy Chips Ahoy, yeah.
Yeah, Chewy Chips Ahoy, the red box.
Yeah.
I don't eat them.
Well, there's a million better cookies than Chips Ahoy, let's be honest.
They got the lady.
Yeah, the lady. Got Billy Joel.
Billy Joel and
right?
the lady.
You got the famous Amos. You got Doug Plagans.
Looking good.
Look at Doug Plagans. I mean, that's a good-looking man right there. He's drinking one of those Panera lemonade things, maybe, where, you know, it's got all the... The caffeine, you read about those? Those will knock you on your ass, Plagans. He doesn't care.
Oh, everybody's
he don't care. All right, anything else, Solana?
Weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Ask him if he likes a bread bowl from Panera. Looks like something Plagans wouldn't get.
Solana wants to know if you like a bread bowl.
I don't like soup.
Doesn't like soup. So would you just like a big hollowed-out bread to gnaw on? Yeah, just a bread.
Nobody wants
it's like a bread. Like a bread mitten. Right. Anything else, Solana?
Your weather from the Demesman at Dover Law Firm. Call them 866.
Plagans, don't put headphones on. This show is actually better when you can't understand half of what's going on. Yeah, feel lucky you didn't hear Jimmy's idea for the Marlins. Woo! Anyway.
Great idea, Jimmy.
Free Thank consultations 24/7, 866-954-MORE.
Plagans, you got $100 I can borrow? I just bought some seasoning.
Delicious seasoning.
Plagans has no idea what's going on. I'm just hitting him with a million things. Chips Ahoy finally fixed the amount of chocolate chips in the thing. Ah, I'll get to it later. All right. Anything else, Solana? Solana, anything else?
Plagans tweeted out joining Hawk and Crowder on WQAM. So some hockey fan just turned. Ooh, let's get a preview of tonight's game.
Like, what if the puck was replaced with a bread bowl? Plagans! the top of the bread bowl, you know what I mean? It's more reminiscent of the puck. Yeah.
Great idea.
Curling, that could be replaced with the bread bowl.
Ooh.
The whatever that thing is called.
Right. What if Bob didn't wear a glove, but he just had a bread bowl?
Bread bowls.
right?
Kind of like Joel Anthony.
Joel had it in his wrist.
Anything else, Solana?
That is your weather.
All right. Doug Plagans is going to join us next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go, baby!
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniels. Jack could have been like all those other whiskeys, but you know what they do instead? They charcoal mellow every single drop through 10 feet of hard sugar maple charcoal. They only use the water of Cave Springs Hollow right there in Lynchburg, Tennessee, where Jack is made. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels, please drink responsibly. Tennessee Whiskey for Alcohol by Volume. Jack Daniels Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels, old number 7, registered trademarks 2020. Jack Daniels, all rights.
You know what goes good in a Jack Daniels, a little Crowder powder.
And everything.
We're all about product placement on this show. Doug Plagans is the radio voice for the Florida Panthers. You will hear him tonight, Panthers and Predators, right here on 560 QAM. I believe that's the only local broadcast, right? Isn't it a
It is the
ESPN
only local broadcast,
game?
So you can pause your TV when you hear a whistle and then hit play when you hear that same whistle on the radio broadcast, and you'll be all synced up.
Now, is there a particular
reason? If you like
reason,
our commentary.
I mean, who wouldn't? Is there a particular reason why the Panthers had all this time off after the Tampa game, or that's just the way the schedule worked out?
It's just the way the schedule
happened. It's a great break, right? Towards the end of the season?
It was a great break, and there are times during the season maybe where you'd say that it could be a disruptor or something like that, but at this point, 68 games in, considering the workload that they've had lately and all the big games they've had, playing against a lot of teams that are either playoff teams or teams trying to be playoff games. They've had a lot of taxing games lately. So it was a good time to have four straight nights without a game. And in talking to some of the guys today, they're rejuvenated, ready to get back on for the push to the end of the regular season. They have a pretty hefty load the rest of the way here for till game 82. So it's going to be a good stretch.
Can we talk about that Lightning game for 1 second? Because I had mentioned this the day after it happened. I thought they outplayed the Lytning. And if it wasn't Andre Vasilevsky in net, I believe the Panthers would have won that game 27-5. Did you come away from that game feeling bad, or did you? The game ended, and I felt pretty good about the Panthers.
Early on, a couple of bad breaks worked against them.
Yep.
You fall behind against Tampa Bay, and they're gonna make it tough on you if you fall behind. The Panthers, from the start of the second period on Saturday, outshot the Lightning 38-5. So they threw everything at Tampa Bay. They liked the way that they finished the game. More often than not, they're probably going to come back and win that game. But Andre Vasilevsky was really good. And by his standards this season, tip of the cap to Andre Vasilevsky, he was outstanding in that game. And if he's starting to really get rolling, that could be dangerous for the Eastern Conference because, as you know, he was out until early December. He had a surgery in the offseason. He didn't have a training camp. He got going when the season was 20-something games old, and he hasn't had a Vasilevsky-like season if you look at the overall body of work. But he has had some really nice games in there. Saturday was one of those, and with Tampa Bay where they are, pretty comfortably in a wild card spot. I know as a wild card team, you're never that comfortable until the regular season's over with and you are in that spot. But Tampa Bay's playing pretty well lately, and if they are going to do anything in the playoffs, they still have that championship pedigree and a good hockey team, but if they're going to really make a run, the big cat, number 88, needs to be on top of his game, and he was on Saturday.
And, Doug, speaking about this last stretch, is there any jockeying that's going to happen, you know, with the Panthers in this playoff matchups where we would like to play this team more than play that team?
I think the main thing, if you're the Panthers, if you're any team in the mix, you want to finish with the best record you can finish with. I think especially on the Eastern Conference side, in the Atlantic Division, that's absolutely true. And nobody ever wants to get into the business of trying to handpick a playoff opponent, things like that. The Panthers, the biggest thing is to finish with the best record that they can finish with. So for the Panthers, they're down 3 points to Boston right now. So the Panthers in second in the Atlantic, 3 points back of Boston. The Bruins have played two more games, so obviously the Panthers have that games in hand luxury there. You have to win those, but they do have the games in hand. And the Panthers still see the Bruins twice, once at home, once on the road, and those two games could decide.
Tuesday night, right?
Next week, right? Yep, so the Panthers and the Bruins still see each other twice. Those two games could decide who takes home the top spot in the Atlantic. Now, the other thing to look at, those wild card positions. Tampa Bay looks pretty entrenched in the first wild card, but with the second wild card, it looked for a while, you know, if we were talking 3 weeks ago, you thought maybe the Detroit Red Wings were on their way. Then they went into a skid, and the Islanders, they got back into the picture, and then they stopped winning games for a bit, and the Washington Capitals got back for 24 hours. The Washington Capitals were back into a playoff spot for the first time since January 2nd, about 2 days ago. So they've made this a race. It's going to be interesting to see. And, well, for the Panthers, basically what it comes down to, the way things look right now, if they don't win the division, it'll be a first-round matchup against Toronto. If they do win the division, it could be any combination of potentially four different teams that they would see in the first round.
Is there anything that Paul Maurice needs to learn about this team with 14 games left? Or are they locked and loaded? We know what we got. We know what each line is. Let's get through these 14 and get to the postseason.
I think for the most part, they know what they have. They've all seen how they have to play to get the positive results. They've got great experience. I think the biggest thing, They might just be looking at some different combinations. Let's not forget there are some new bodies that have come into the lineup here the last few weeks leading up to the trade deadline, and I think they still want to get a look at where everything fits together, what combinations they like, things like that. So maybe there's some looking at different combos, looking at different lines that might take place. But I think overall, everybody's familiar with from a coaching perspective, I think everybody's pretty familiar with the personnel. The players know the expectations. They know what it takes this time of the year. So I think this team's pretty well ready to roll, but I think for the most part, maybe looking at the ways a few different line combinations look here between now and the end of the regular season.
And Doug, you talk about the additions. I wanted to ask you about Tarasenko getting in, coming right in. I think second game he had two goals and an assist. Like, is that normal for a guy just to walk onto a team, be put in the starting lineup, and go out there and score 5 points?
Well, I think for some guys it all depends. But for him, really smart player. Really good offensive player, always has been. And for him, not surprising at all to be able to step right in. He was playing with Barkov and Reinhart right away. The hockey IQ of those three players, off the charts, all really smart players. And the thing with Vladimir Tarasenko, especially with him having spent so much of his career in the Western Conference, we only saw him a couple of times a year. But seeing him up close and personal now, the shot is what gets on all the highlight reels. He's got a great wrist shot. And he's got a quick release, and he's scored a ton of goals over his career, and he's also produced a lot in playoff games throughout his career. He's got a Stanley Cup ring, so that comes with it. But having seen him up close and personal, he's a strong player. He's a heavy player. He gets in there, makes the smart plays. He'll make a good play along the boards. He'll take a hit to make a pass. He does a lot of things that maybe don't show up on the highlight reels. Usually you see him scoring goals on the highlight reels, but seeing him every day, you see he's a really well-rounded player, a really smart player. He's played with Barkov and Reinhardt. He's played with Lundell and Luostarinen, and seems to have the ability to fit in wherever the coaching staff wants to put him. And I loved the pickup when they got him, and I love the way he looks in a Panthers uniform.
Speaking of Panthers uniforms, reminder, tonight is a whiteout. They're going to be wearing their white road unis.
Excited for that.
They've got white towels on every chair tonight. If you're coming to the game, wear white tonight. But they've got the Rally Rats towels on every chair, and it'll be a fun atmosphere. You can listen to the game tonight here on 560 WQAM with Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay. They will be on the call. 7 o'clock puck drop here in Sunrise.
7:30 puck drop, 7 o'clock pregame.
7:30 puck drop.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell am I going to do from 6 till 7:30? I was expecting only a one-hour layover here. Now I'm stuck at the airport. I'm staying for the game. I didn't. I thought it was a 7 o'clock puck drop.
7:30 puck drop.
Oh, probably because of ESPN Plus, I guess.
Maybe. I'm not totally certain as to the reason, but yeah, we have your only local broadcast right here on 560 WQAM.
Now, Doug Plagans famously is the world's largest collector of Channing Crowder memorabilia and merchandise.
Yes.
I am not overstating that. Now, Crowder has a new line of seasonings called Crowder Powder.
He's right there on the label.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, and they've got Crowder Powder T-shirts.
The MVP, meat and veggie powder.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Sports play.
And people can buy this at crowderpowder.com. You can also get it at Delaware Chicken Farm.
Okay. I was going to ask if it's any fine retail near us.
Yes.
All right.
But crowderpowder.com, you can get T-shirts and koozies.
Whole merch line.
Whole merch line. But would you like, he's got a little packet, a sampler packet, would you like an autographed Crowder Powder sampler packet to add to your memorabilia collection?
Absolutely.
Now, you won't open that, right? Because you're a true collector. So if you open it, it immediately loses.
As much as I want to taste it. Yeah, I feel like I need to keep. This is like the initial run. I feel like I got to keep. So it's funny. I've got some stuff that I've come across. Went at my parents' house a couple of years back. We went through a lot of the stuff that I had from when I was a kid, and I was a big collector of everything. I still have. There's some candy bar, a Mario Lemieux candy bar called the Mario Bun, and it's at my place now. The thing's from like 1994. It's a chocolate bar of some sort. I don't think it's probably well past the expiration.
I was at Chelsea Market in New York a few weeks ago when we were there, and they were selling Reggie bars. It was like an old school candy shop that had some of the classic candies, and I was trying to think to myself, like, are they remaking Reggie bars, or are these original Reggie bars from the 80s and 70s.
Yeah, I had a handful of those.
They were terrible,
various,
by the way.
Various athlete candy bars from back in the day that I still have. They're from the
You think that Mario Lemieux bun is worth anything?
I'm pretty sure it's... I actually have looked to see if it's if they
like where do you look at? You look on eBay or something?
Yeah, $5-$10. It's really so at that point, it's like, nah, if I've had it this long, I may as well just keep it.
Right, because I've got a box of Millennios, Cheerios for the millennium. So when it was turning the year 2000, Cheerios rebranded for like a month Millennios, and it was like a sparkly box. Well, I've still got it, but. I mean, what am I going to get, $6 for it on eBay? So what do I do with this?
Now, yeah, I mean, there's always been stuff like that, like the original Jordan Wheaties boxes. I'm sure if any of those exist with the cereal in them, wouldn't touch them.
I have a Barry Sanders Wheaties box unopened.
I mean, there's...
$5.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I've looked. $5.
I have a couple of Jordan ones from the 90s still that I've held on to.
But what do we do with this?
That's the big question. That's the big question.
Y'all are just hoarders.
So here, I think here, if we're getting down to this, I think there
that's
was
a, the big question.
I think there was an era. There was an era when people were when we were saving everything.
Yeah.
And I, in some ways,
literally thought we were going to become like ridiculously wealthy. First of all, there was no internet.
I'm a millennial.
Yeah, yeah. Like we thought, like the TV guide with Seinfeld on it. Let me just put this off to the side because one day I'm going to sell this for $4,000.
To a lot of people's credit, though, a lot of the stuff that has become worth a lot of money didn't start off as being collectible. Now, maybe that was the issue, as we were told out of the gate this stuff was collectible. And some of it does stay collectible.
Right.
But we were told, hey, hang on to this. It says collectible right on the box. Guess what? If they tell you that, it's not going to be because everybody's going to keep it. And then in 20 years, you're going to wind up with thousands upon thousands of people who kept the same thing.
But do you know, just recently, and I know you're in the collectibles game, so you may know this, but do you know what the unopened iPhone 1 just sold for?
A lot of money.
$190,000. Yeah.
iPhone 1?
iPhone 1. Okay.
Unopened,
not the iPod
though.
One, the iPhone.
Correct.
Okay.
Unopened, $190,000. Because nobody say, like, if you bought one, you're going to use it.
There's
you're
been
not
a
gonna,
lot of stuff like that. Stuff that, like, that for that to be unopened, it had to have been a forgotten item.
Right.
Something like that. Or a store closed down.
Mm.
And their inventory just went untouched. It wound up in somebody's attic, something like that. There was the story recently of the family in Saskatchewan who had the full sealed case of 79-80 Opeachy hockey cards, which is the Wayne Gretzky rookie card.
Yeah.
Had it in the attic. So, you know, they got it back then, had it in the attic, kind of forgot they had it. There it was. $3 million.
Whoa.
Anyway, would you like to autograph the Crowder Powder packet?
Long and short of it, yes, I love some Crowder Powder, and I want to put it on some food. Probably not one of these apple slices.
Do you cook? Do you use seasonings?
Here and there, yeah. I don't reinvent the wheel.
Right. But what do you have? Like, what do you use? Now that there's Crowder Powder, obviously that'll take the place of any seasoning that you may have.
Right.
In fact, we call them Seasoning A. Smith. But this Crowder Powder will take the place of any seasoning. If you have the Lowry's, if you have the Saison, what is that, Completa?
The Adobo.
Saison Completo.
You don't need any of this stuff. No. You don't even need the Morton salt. In fact, throw all this stuff out. If you have you're laughing. Throw all of this stuff out. That stuff will kill you. You need the Crowder Powder.
Kosher.
It's kosher.
Non-GMO.
It's gluten-free. It's sugar free.
Pushing P.
Is it sugar free?
No, it's not sugar free.
It's not sugar free, but I mean it's very low in
very
sugar.
Light.
It's almost
almost sugar free.
It's almost sugar free. For all intents and purposes, it's sugar free. No, what do you like? What do you cook? What will you put seasonings on?
I'll put it on like some chicken, or you know, like I said, I don't reinvent the wheel. We'll put it on some chicken or something like that, and see how it goes.
All right. Well, there you go. I mean, you're going to be set with the Crowder Powder, but you got to give them one to use and one to save.
You don't watch out for my man.
Yeah, yeah. But that's a pretty cool addition to your collection, though.
Yeah, excited for that, as a food item.
Right?
A consumable product.
A consumable.
You ever find a thing in your collection that you have to just be like, hey, I'm wasting space on my shelf?
So I did. I went through and just had to ditch a lot of, like, anybody who collected sports cards in the early 90s.
How many Chicago White Sox Ron LaFleurs do you need?
Well, that would have been at least fallen into, like, a vintage category.
Ah, they bad example.
In the 70s, they weren't just – they weren't printing things, you know, like crazy. It was the stuff from, like, 88 to 92 for the most part. They made – I'm convinced that there's still a printing press churning out 1990 Donruss baseball someplace because it's like – I swear you could throw some of it out and then like 20 more boxes of it just show up. That stuff does, it just keeps coming back. So I did, I just dumped a lot of that stuff probably a couple of years ago. And that's
had to hurt.
A little bit, but you also, I'm one of those guys, you probably know exactly what I mean. You'll say, I got to get rid of some stuff. And it's tough to part with this stuff, but then like, 20 seconds after you commit to dumping it, you're like, man, it feels good to clear out a little space. You know, like you forget about it quick, but it's like tearing off that Band-Aid and getting rid of it. The first step, that's the hardest part. But I think part of it is why you talked about Wheaties boxes and stuff like that. I feel like that's part of why sports cards have had a big resurgence in the last couple of years. They are easy to store. They're small.
Right.
I can put them in a box. They don't take up half of my house. They don't take up an entire closet. I can, you know, you can collect how you want to collect, and they're small and they're compact, and you can put them in a box, you can put them under a bed, wherever, and they're out of the way. Whereas I always wonder, people that have like autographed basketball. I have two autographed basketballs, but if you started collecting autographed basketballs, that would take up a whole room pretty quickly. Even like try to store them in a closet. Basketballs are big. I have two signed basketballs, and I'm like, okay, I wouldn't have anywhere else to put these. And
Look into the future. At what point do you think you'll stare at the Crowder powder packet and say, it's time to get rid of this? This is just sitting here.
When I'm out of condiments and seasonings in the house, and I just need to take away the dull flavor open. Of.
Does it ever expire? Does it ever? I know it has an expiration date, but is that just marketing?
No, it expires.
It will. What would go bad in the Crowder powder?
I think that expires in 26.
Right, but what would go bad in a seasoning?
The items.
Look at that. There it is. So
yeah, Tree's got an autographed version, a little bit better than yours.
That's pretty
too,
cool for those on the radio. Yeah, it's a we got the container here, and you know, look at that. It's so how many one gram? How many servings?
This is 164 serving. Servings. No, it's one serving. If you dump this thing right on it,
you
got to keep buying.
If I've got the one that's the memento, that's not getting consumed.
Of course,
that'll go right next to the Mario Lemieux candy bar.
Well, if you need extras, CrowderPowder.com is the place to go.
I'm excited.
All right, MVP. Can you work that into the Panthers broadcast tonight?
CrowderPowder.com.
Could you do? Yeah, can you do that?
Wait,
maybe on a, can you do that on a goal call or something?
Probably not on a goal call. What's this?
This is a thank you card.
Look at that.
I didn't get a thank you card. I just spent $100 on this crap.
Hashtag. And I'll repost those tasty meals.
Oh, look at that. It's an autographed thank you card.
That's great. I like this.
How about that?
Yeah, we got some marketing going on in Crowder Powder.
Look at that.
All right. Plagans, have a good broadcast tonight.
Thank you very much.
Panthers get back on the winning track tonight.
That would be the plan, playing against one of the hottest teams in the league tonight.
I think Reinhardt, three and a half shots on goal?
I don't deal in fractions.
All right. I'm just checking. I don't know. Just checking. Doug Plagans, listen to him tonight, 560 WQAM Panthers and Predators. Thank you, Plagans.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Well, we love you, Moeller, and if you were in front of me, I'd give you a big hug. Mm-mm.
Don't come near me.
Hawk and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.